Time to get in the huddle with the Broncos Radio Network's Mike Rice on the team.
And it's time for our Broncos Report with 850 KOA's Mike Rice. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Doing well. So yesterday, Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson, they both talked about some of the challenges this Broncos offense has had in regard to the red zone and clock management and things like that. And Buckeye and I were discussing Russ's comments about kind of breaking down the 0 for 6 in the red zone. I think for Russell Wilson, you're the leader of this team, you're the leader of the offense. You have to find the bright spots, the near misses, the Cortland Sutton toe on the sideline in the end zone. Same with Eric Tomlinson as well in the Seattle game. That he has to find positives there. And I think about here's at the end of the day, though, if they're still having problems in the red zone after San Francisco on Sunday, then it becomes more than just, hey, we got to fix a few things here. It's a bigger problem than just, hey, we're missing out on a play here, a play there, an inch there, or an inch, on that sideline is going to make a difference. It's a bigger problem than what we've perceived.
Yeah, I agree. It's all about perspective, right? If you're sort of the, oh, man, they're just not very good and I don't really believe in this Broncos team very much, then, it's your attitude, I think, is, well, this is just more the same. They can't score points when they have the opportunity. And if you're a little bit more balanced, which I try to be, and obviously I think just by nature I'm a little more optimistic, I mean, I think the fact they have moved the ball to get into position is a good thing. I don't know that anybody would deny that. And let's be honest, Jim, we haven't seen the Broncos offense be able to move the ball consistently since Peyton Manning left after Super Bowl 50. So that is a plus. But Coach Hackett was absolutely right yesterday when he said the bottom line is you still have to score more points. We all know the Broncos do. Let's see what happens Sunday night against San Francisco, if they can get into position to do that. And if they are in position, can they take advantage of it? Because if they continue to be unable to take advantage of the red zone opportunities, then clearly that's not a good thing. But I'm not ready to say that they're going to be 0-6 and 0-for the red zone in terms of scoring touchdowns for the bulk of the season. I'll have to believe that to see it.
I mean, they're fourth right now in the NFL in red zone opportunities, where actually Chiefs have 7, Niners and Eagles have, or they're tied for 6, and the Broncos have 5. So, I mean, they're top 5 right now in goal-to-goal opportunities. And it just feels like it is a fixable thing. It is something that's going to get turned around because they are moving the ball between the 20s. The things you say, I think, are spot on, Mike, that we haven't seen an offense be able to have this kind of success since PFM was guiding this football team.
Yeah, there's no question. And by the way, I said that backwards. I'll have to see it to believe it, right? But if they go over the red zone. But yes, I completely agree. I mean, why would talented players and a talented quarterback like Russell Wilson, who we all know has put up a lot of points in his career, be unable to do that here in Denver over the course of a large portion of the season? I'm sorry, 2 games is not a large portion, especially, Jim, when he's just getting acclimated to the offense sort of in game speed and game rhythm. It takes a little bit of time for him, for Coach Hackett, for Justin Outen, the OC, for the other players. And you and I both know, I think sports fans know, whether it's football or any other sport, sometimes things are a little cyclical. And I'm not excusing it because we know the Broncos have to be better and they have to start scoring touchdowns in the red zone. But you know what? Sometimes you have a few plays in a row or opportunities in a row where the toe is on the line, where there's an ill-timed penalty that costs you a touchdown, or where guys inexplicably turn the ball over on the doorstep. I can't explain that. You can't explain that. But you know what? Sometimes superstar players go 2-for-30 as well in baseball, and you think, how does Mike Trout do that over the course of a week and a half? I don't know. Sometimes it happens. But again, we all know, okay, it's happened to this point for probably a lot of different reasons. They've got to get it fixed, and they've got to get it fixed in a hurry. So I think you can acknowledge the failures and also say, you know what, I don't know that they're going to continue over the course of half the season or another 3 games or whatever it is. Remember, Jim, and I'm sorry to ramble on, but
that's okay.
When Peyton Manning came to the Broncos, They started 2-3 that year. And everybody, I think, was sort of going, well, can Peyton still play? It turned out he could still play a little bit.
And I think at the end of the day, we're going to be saying the same thing about Russell Wilson. The things are the guy can still wing it around the field. We've already seen that with the first game and how he played against Seattle. Mike Rice, 822-KOA, Broncos Radio Network with us today on the team. They take on a San Francisco team that through the first 2 weeks of the season is the number one defense in the league. The Broncos are not chopped liver. They have not given up a red zone touchdown. They're third in the league right now in total defense. And I think that this is going to be, it was a game a lot of people already marked on the calendar as the game that was really going to gauge where the Broncos are in terms of being a playoff contender against a team like San Francisco. Got to the NFC Championship game last year, lost a tough one to the Rams in the fourth quarter. And I think that the test becomes even more, I think, more of a stern one for the Broncos with Jimmy Garoppolo in a quarterback. I think that you're facing a veteran quarterback, a guy that has gotten them to a Super Bowl, came close to winning a Super Bowl, got them to the NFC Championship game. This is a big test for the Broncos coming up on Sunday night, and I think it's even a more difficult test with Garoppolo in there as opposed to Trey Lance.
I agree with you. I do. And I think Bradley Chubb acknowledged that yesterday when he said the 49ers seem to be more comfortable with Jimmy G under center than they were in the first couple of games before Trey Lance got hurt. Now, whether that's anecdotal, whether or not it proves out, we're going to have to wait and see till Sunday night. But why wouldn't they be more comfortable? I mean, Jimmy G's played a lot of football and a lot of pretty good football for this team. And all of a sudden they're going, okay, we didn't just lose our starting quarterback. We now replaced him with a guy that has been here and is a pretty talented player. And Kyle Shanahan, you know, when you acknowledge that, yeah, we might have gotten a little bit lucky in being able to re-sign Jimmy G and bring him back, now that Trey Lance is out for the year. I mean, it's all worked in the 49ers' favor. But you know what? Jimmy G still has to go execute against the Broncos defense that you started to give some of the numbers. Jim, since halftime of the Seattle game, the last six quarters, this defense has been lights out, giving up some plays, giving up some yards, but been really, really stingy. I don't think they've given up a touchdown in the last six quarters. In fact, they haven't. That's really good production. And at the end of the day, how many points do you give up? And with the Broncos offense sputtering, that's been really key. I think it's going to be a tremendous matchup. I think it's going to be a fascinating game. And it's going to be the Broncos struggling offense trying to figure some things out against the 49ers' solid defense. It's going to be the Broncos' solid defense against Jimmy G and what he might be able to do now that he gets another chance. So really some interesting matchups in this one.
And we'll have it this Sunday night. Got to love it. Sunday Night Football from Empower Field to Mile High. The Broncos host the San Francisco 49ers. Russell Wilson, as we mentioned, 16-4 against San Francisco. Let's hope that trend continues now in a Broncos uniform. Mike, along with the rest of the crew on 850 KOA, we'll have countdown to kickoff. That starts at 4 o'clock, and then 6:20. Dave Logan, Rick Lewis, Susie Wergen with the call. The Broncos score off against San Francisco. Mike, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jim. Always great to be with you. Thanks to you.
Likewise. Take care. Mike Rice joining us this morning from 850 KOA. All right, 836. Jim, along with the Buckeye boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet.